brides off the husband. And then this man even goes to the wife and like checks with the wife, makes sure she also wants to sell it. And she says, yes, still the law for is next by bottle. That the mechir is not chal, and the question is why? And the pshat is almo, omro nachas ruach asisa labayli. That even though the Isha also saw and was masking for the sale, we say she did not really mean it. She only meant to give nachas ruach labayli. You see, even though a wife signs on a mechira, it means nothing. More answers, I'll tell you. This is the part of Kash Alma, what do we see? Is that Nachas Ruach Asisa Labayli. Hachin Ami, here also. Tema, why don't we say Nachas Ruach Asisa Labayli? So my answer is, if my Lord, we learned on this, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Chiddush of these cases is only Ela B'Oysan Gimel Sodis. There are three special cases, three special fields. Here we say, really, the wife does not want to sell it. And if she does sell it, it's only the pshat of Nachas Ruach Asisi. That's all. What are these cases? That Achas Shekosav Lo B'Ksubosa. One case is, if the husband wrote in the Ksuba that you could collect it from this soda, this special field, then let's say later on the wife goes and sells it, or the husband sells it and she's maskim, we say she does not really mean it. Since the special karka is set aside for the Ksuba, there we say Nachas Ruach, she's only doing what the husband wants, but really she herself does not want the sale. But on other karkas, we would not say the Svara. That's one case. V'yachas Shiyachid Lo B'Ksubosa. Another case is not that it was written in the Shtar, just about Peh, the husband spoke out and said, if there'll ever be a case of a Ksuba, this is the field you'll be able to collect it from. So again, since it's set aside for, also we say if she ever is masking to sell it, she really does not mean it. V'yachas, what's the third case? Sheikh Nisa Lo Shum Mishalo. Where the husband, when the wife brings in her property, she could make it into Nichsei Tzoyin or Barzel, which means when she first brings it in, they value it to see how much it's worth. It's worth $1,000. She writes up in the Shtar Ksuba like that later on, when you want it out, you'll get back your $1,000 worth of property. In other words, she cannot lose out. That's called Tzoyin or Barzel. Whether the price goes up or price goes down, there's a Shuma now that it's $1,000. Now, like the husband owes the wife $1,000 for this property. But since we see she took a time out like to make it into a shuma of a nichsei tzoyin barzel, therefore we say even if she sells it later, she really does not mean it. So only in these special cases do we say this svara of nachas ruach asisi labayli. But in other cases when she sells the property, no. There we say the sale really takes place. It's always good, that's the deacon of Mishnah, that her husband does not have a chazokah for nichsei yishtoi. But if he has a proof that she sold it to him, enechanami, and the other karka, not on these three special karkas, then we would say the mechira taka is chal. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun number out. Again, the new shayla is that the deek of the Mishnah is that a man, an ish, does not have a chazokah b'nichse ishtoi. So the diach was, he doesn't have a chazok, he doesn't have a proof of shalashonim. But mashmah, if the husband has a shtar, has a raya, that his wife sold him the property, then he could keep the property. That's what it says. So shalom, this is, there's halachas that we say if a wife sells the property, she really doesn't mean it. There's a svara that she has a right to say, nachas ruach vasisi labayli. I only did something to keep my husband happy, but I did not really mean to sell it. So there's a question on the Mishnah. How come it's mashma from the Mishnah that if he has a shtar raya, we say he really sold it to her, and she can keep it, if she sold it to him, he has the right to keep it, why don't we say nachas ruach asisi labayli? So Gemara says that only applies to three special kakois. But last one, last Gemara was, Hitmalo, it's on Memtesma Beis, the last two lines, Hitmalo, Omar Rabba Baravuna, Lo Nisucho Ella Biyosin Gimel Sodis. There are only three special fields do we say that when she sells it, she really does not mean to sell it. Achash Akosav Lo B'Ksubosa, one soder is if the husband wrote it into the Ksuba that this is the field you receive. So then if she sells it, we say she doesn't really mean it. And the Achash Sheyachad Lo B'Ksubosa, one is even though they didn't write it into the Ksuba, just the husband was Miyachid, set aside this property is the property she'll receive for a Ksuba. So again, the svar is, if she ever sells it, she always has the right to say she didn't mean to sell it. She's only doing achas ruach labayli. The achas shechenisa loy shum mishalo. another type of property that she brings into a husband when she gets married, that's called Nichse Tzor no Barzel, that they value how much it's worth right now, and exact value, that's how much the husband owns her. She can never lose out on the deal. So such property, this we say, on the side the husband first tries to sell it, and then she's also asking to sell it, she has the right later to say, I didn't mean it. It's only Nachas Ruach HaTisla Baili. So what do you want me to say, but Lamute Mai, like what are you answering me now? Not all karkois that she sells do we say this svara. Only on special karka, if she sells, she has a right to say that she didn't really mean it. So what are you telling me? Only these three, Lamute Mai, what does it exclude? Like which type of a karka, if she sells, do we say she really means it, and we do not say Nachas Ruach? Ilaim, if you want to tell me Lamute Sharnachosim, that any other property that the husband that she owns, if she goes and sells it, we say she doesn't really mean it. We forget any other property if she goes to sell it, then we'll say that she really means it. It's called a good sale. Any other property, for the Gemara, no. Kol Shechein, the heavenly Eva. For sure, there's going to be Eva. The Omar law, the husband says to her, Einecha Nasata V'Gerushin. Like it's a svar also. Any other property that the husband would want to sell. And then they go to the wife, and she also agrees that the svar is also, she's only doing Nachas Ruach. She doesn't really want to sell it. She's only doing it to make her husband feel happy. Because otherwise, if she's not going to sign, if she's not going to agree to have the field sold, you know what the husband's going to do? There's going to be Eva, there's going to be hatred. Because the Omar law, the husband is going to say back to his wife, that Einecha Nasata V'Gerushin. The husband is going to say back to the wife, I know why you don't want to sell this property. You know why you don't want to sell it? Because you have in mind to get a get soon. And if you're going to get a get, you're going to want to collect yitzuba. So you want to make sure I still own some property in order to be able to pay you yitzuba. Or else uber miso. Or else you're worried, maybe I'll die. Maybe the husband will die. So that's what the husband will think about his wife. So therefore there's a svar also. Any stamp property that the husband sells, there's always a svar that the isha agrees to have it sold, not that pshat isha really wants to make a mechira. Later on, she'll be nemmah to say, Nachas Ruach HaTisla L'Baila, I did not really mean to sell it. I only did it to make my husband happy. Now, what's the svara to say on other property also, she's doing it to make the husband happy? Because if she does not agree to the sale, then there'll be hatred. The husband will say, listen, you know why you don't want me to sell? Because you plan to receive a get soon. Like you wanted to be able to collect your ksuba. You're thinking about the ksuba. Because you're thinking maybe the husband will die. So therefore, it's a kol shekein, the Rashbam says. That Rav Barafuna said these three fields, the pshat was revusu the koma. Lenitzucha hayta tani nechay bato lemi boy b'shanachas, like this. Not only by other property. The milsa the pshiti, like for sure it's a bitul nekach. The motzah sarma nachas ruach hatisla b'ayli, that she could always say only meant to be nice to my husband, in order that he should not say I want to get where I want the ksuba. But the chiddush is even on these three fields. That the husband could understand, since the husband himself set them aside for the ksuba. Maybe then if the husband sells them, the isha doesn't agree. It wouldn't be able, kamash lano, even in these three fields also, there's a svar of nachas ruach. But we're coming out now, come out any field that the husband wants to sell, even though it belongs to her, or it's meshubba to her, when she agrees to have it sold, we say she does not really mean it. She really would not want it to be sold. The only reason why she's agreeing that it should be sold is to give Nachas Ruach L'Baili, just to make sure the husband does not come to hate her, does not come to think that she's only caring about the ksuba. So we're back to Kashra on the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Mashma, that if the husband has a proof that his wife sold him a property, that he could keep the property, the question is why? Why don't we say Nachas Ruach L'Baili? So my answer is, Elalamuta Nichse Milug. I tell you, the one type of property that she could sell, and if she does sell it to the husband, that's what the Mishnah means, the Mechir Eschal, that's Nichse Milug, that's property that she owned before she got married. And now when she gets married, she doesn't make any special conditions, like to make a Nichse Tzor no Barzel. She doesn't write up the value of it to say you have to pay back the exact value. Some property that she brings in, so that property, then she has the right to sell. But Rashbam says, Elevada Lemute Nichse Milug, also Rabba Barafuna. The Vahanu Omar, and this property of Nichse Milug, Omar was said, if look, Achmenu Ish, if a third person comes and buys it off the husband, and then he came back and the wife also sold it to that person, Mechakayim, Here we say the mechir is good. The chiv and the shalohim, since this property really belonged to her, it was her property that she owned before she even was married. Therefore, ena yigara mi baila, there won't be any anger between the husband. She has a right to stop the husband from selling her if she really wanted to. And yet, there's no svar of nachas ruach atita labayli, because the property belongs to her. So therefore, in this type of a case of nichsa melug, her regular property that she brought in when she got married, now she has the right to sell it. So if she goes and sells it to the husband, that's the case of the Mishnah. That if the husband has a proof or raya that his wife sold him the property, then he would be allowed to keep it. Just the chiddush of our Mishnah is, if he doesn't have a shtar, he only wants to have a din chazaka. Just the fact the husband was in the field the last 3 years, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, ain't a chazaka. That's not called a chazaka because it's normal for the wife to let a husband eat in the field, even shalai kedin, even in a case where he doesn't deserve the payrus. Yes, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Emor asks this question. Ayu Omer Ameimer Ameimer said, Ish fi isho, she mochra v'nichse milug, lo yosev leklum? Like, no, Ameima says that this type of property, the nichse milug, if the husband or else the wife sells it to somebody else, lo yosev leklum, the mechira does not take place, he can't sell it. And why not? Because the isha has the right to say, nachas ruach asisa labayli. So the chura you see, even by nichse milug also, there's this svara, the isha really does not mean to sell it. So Mar says, no. Ki itma di ameimer, when did we learn ameimer's halacha? Heis ki itma di ameimer, heiche di zovan ihu umis. Either where he sold the property and then he died. So halacha is asya ihi umafka, that she has the right to come and get it back. Because nichse milug, the property really belongs to her. The husband only has the right to eat the paris. So good, the husband could sell his right to eat the paris. That's only calls him on his alive. But now that the husband dies, so that the property itself goes back to the wife has the right to get it back. In Amir else, the case would be Zavno Ihi. Let's say she sold it. The wife sold the property to somebody else. She owns the goof of the property. She sold the goof. Umeso, and then she died. So look, also is, also Ihi, the husband has the right to come now, Omapik. They could get back that property from the person she sold it to. Why? Pitakan to the Rabbanan. That's a new takonim in the Rabbanan. Ukidrav Yoisi Barchanino. Dio ma Rebbe Yoisi Barchanino. The Usho his kinu. In Usha they made a special takono. Taro Isho Shemokro. Benuchse Milug. If a wife sold her property that belonged to her, the Nichse Milug, the property she owned from before marriage, now she brings in when they're married. Still she has a right to sell it. Talocher is Umesa. And then she dies. Talocher is Habal Moitzim Yad Alakuchois. There's a new tekon of the Rabbanan made it as if to say the husband is the lokeach rishon. So therefore, if she went and sold it to somebody else, when she dies, the husband gets it first. That's his new tekon. So that's the pshat from Ameimer. That's the halacha.
But she didn't.
Right. The Gemara says the Avala Heicha though. There's avinu tavayu liyalma. But let's say in a case that both the wife and the husband together agreed to sell the nichsim lo to somebody else. In Amiros, in the case of our Mishnah, that Zavno Ihi Libidei, that the wife sold her Nichsim Lug to the husband, Zvini, then in such a case, Avada the sale is a good sale. When do we say that the wife or the husband can't sell the property of Nichsim Lug? That's only if the husband sells it by himself. It doesn't belong to him, it's his wife's property. Or else if the wife sells it and then she dies, Allah for his husband gets it back. But in the case where both of them together agree to sell to somebody else, then Avada the Mechira is Chal. And who are then, if the wife sells it to her husband, the mechir is also chal. That's Shana Mishnah. In such a case, if the husband has the shtar or raya that his wife sold him the nichse milug, then he would keep it. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. I'll tell you, Ameimar, the Yom Mekareb Lozo, that Ameimar said that the ish for isha cannot sell the nichse milug, I'll tell you, it's true, but it's only according to Rebbe Lezer, it's a shita sayochid. Therefore, it's not a kashim. We want to say pshat in our Mishnah. That Rav Huna is only saying it according to Rebbe Lezer. That's not like our Mishnah. The Tanya runs like this. If Reuven, that owes a Neved Kenani, now he goes and sells it to another Jew. Reuven, the first owner, made up a condition. So the next 30 days, the Yevet still has to work for me. It's a good mechira. I'm selling it to you right now. Because the goof of the Yevet, Reuven, is selling to Shimon. Because Reuven is leaving over for himself the right to be mishamish to use this Yevet for another 30 days. That's like the Kinyan HaFeris. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Harishon Yeshne B'din Yom Yomayim, Devnei Shu Tachtov, there's a new halacha of Yom Yomayim. That means if the master hits the Yevet, and if the Yevet dies during the first 24 hours, then the master's chayiv misa. But if the Yevet dies later, after 24 hours, then a new special halacha, the master is potter. It's only halacha in the Odin, and not in somebody else. Somebody else is chayiv. Now, mal, if you kill somebody, even though it takes him 3 weeks till he dies, you're chayiv. Here there's a new halacha of Yom Yomayim. So it's only upon the master. So here the shadow is, who is the master? So Rav Meir holds, Harishon Yeshne B'din Yom Yomayim. Mevnei Shu Tachtov. Because the first one, Reuven, still has the right to use the Yevet. He left over the right for another 30 days to use him. We'll soon see what the Ezra is. The Hasheni, the second one, the one that bought it and really owns it, Einoi B'din Yom Yomayim. Mevnei Sheinoi Tachtov. Because the second one has no right to use the Yevet right now. Even though really he's the owner, he really bought the Yevet, but he has no right to use him. So what's the Svara of Rabbi Meir? Kisava Rabbi Meir holds, Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Haguf Dami. Rabbi Meir holds, even though somebody owns the real Guf of the Yevet, and somebody else has the right to work with him, the one that has the right to work with him, that's called the Kinyan Peiris, the right to